Hello and welcome to this episode of Total Health with Dr. Cage. Today's subject is about your potential for optimal health, for longevity beyond what you have probably been told is your potential, and how to make the most of your life. If you spend any time on my website, drcagesays.org, you will quickly find my pages where I discuss longevity. I have a short introductory video on my website as well as on my YouTube channel. How all this came about is sort of a perfect storm merging of several related threads. For many years, I've been helping serious chronically ill patients recover and found that a combination of methods to establish a solid foundation for health actually reversed most chronic illnesses without ever actually treating their disease. Now, I was just trying to promote health and a foundation to make them strong enough to then treat their disease, and their diseases went away. That body of information is in my core health lectures as part of my Patreon health community, which you can also find on my website. Now, much of that information also forms the core of my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. Guess where you can find a link to that book? Yep, on my website. In addition to being a naturopathic physician, I am also a martial arts instructor, and I'm constantly researching and learning new stuff. Apparently, that's my nature. I have a strong desire to continually learn. Now, I teach a very traditional self-defense-oriented karate style, as well as a much less well-known art called Chinese Qigong. Qigong, which means the way of qi, is in the category of what are sometimes called soft martial arts or internal energetic arts. And it's used to stimulate the development and mastery of the internal subtle energies in our body. Now, what the heck is a subtle energy? That's a longer discussion. I have a core lecture on that. I have an upcoming podcast on that. There's a tremendous amount of scientific evidence to validate these traditional theories of subtle energies in the body, which in China is called qi. In Japan, it's called ki. In India, they call the same exact energy prana. In ancient Europe, they call the same exact energy the vital force. And unfortunately, the vital force and knowledge of the subtle energies tended to disappear with the advent of the modern scientific method during the late medieval and early Renaissance times. The simple, crude scientific investigations of the time didn't find any evidence for qi in the dead cadavers they were dissecting, and hence the theories about it went away. In traditional Asian cultures, Qigong is used for health and wellness, for healing from particular illnesses. There are martial arts applications of Qigong. It's used to enhance whatever spiritual work you may be doing, whether it's prayer or meditation or any kind of spiritual work that is part of your personal practice. Qigong will help it. And there's a final category of Qigong, which is basically Qigong for longevity. Now, over my work over these last 10 plus years, I began to notice that Qigong was a major piece of the puzzle from some of the longest live populations in the world, specifically certain areas of Asia, where the subtle energies have always been maintained as a core part of the culture. I also noticed that some of the Qigong masters were all recommending diet and lifestyle practices that are virtually identical to what I'm teaching. The net result is that in my core lectures, the core foundation for dealing with serious illnesses such as diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and others is a huge part of the process to a long and healthy life. And likewise, when I really started researching longevity heavily, I found that the practices for optimal lifespan begin to have a side benefit of reversing many of the chronic illnesses you might be facing. So what I'm saying here is that the prevention and treatment of chronic illnesses leads to longevity, i.e. especially the prevention part, and the promotion of longevity can reverse and prevent any chronic illnesses. Now, true prevention is hard to measure. True prevention means you never get a disease. So what we have to do is this needs to become a long-term health study. We've had some health studies in this country going on for decades as they monitor certain populations over a long period of time. That's what we need to do for prevention. I mean, real prevention, not just earlier diagnosis and start the same treatment that doesn't work earlier, which is kind of how large portions of the modern conventional medical systems deal with prevention. Oh, let's just catch it early. So what I'm going to do right here, right now, is give you the short version of the material that composes the longevity formula I've put together over the last 10 to 12 years. My guess is that most of this is going to consist of things you've heard of before. I'm also going to guess that very few of you, however, are doing all of these at the same time, have been doing them long enough to really notice a difference. After you've been doing these things for 5 years, 10 years, then you look back and say, man, I just got back from my 20th or 30th or 40th high school reunion. How come everybody else is old and decrepit and I'm bouncing around like I'm still in high school? Yeah. That's the kind of feedback that I'm hoping you experience. So here's the quick listing of these areas: is high quality foods and nutrition, physical exercise, detoxification to get the modern environmental toxic poisons out of our system, incorporating the lessons of the best modern scientific theories about aging, and there are some very good ones, learning the subtle energies such as Qigong or Tai Chi or some of the other names that are used to stimulate and develop your proficiency to sense, build, and move this natural energy of our bodies, which is actually part of how we stay alive. The regular use of tonic herbs, and I specifically am not saying herbal medicines right here. Herbs are the oldest medicines around. I'll have more to say about each of these in a minute, but tonics are substances which build up. Think of the concept of muscle tone, right? You go to the gym and your muscles get more toned and firm. Well, we do the same things with tonic herbs to build parts of our body, to build our vital energies, to build organ strength. So that's not treating a disease, that's promoting health. So the regular use of the tonic herbs. The next area is a life occupation that is meaningful to the individual and positive for humanity. An active spiritual life, and I'm leaving this very, very broad here. I'm not referring to any specific system of spiritual philosophy or religion or philosophical belief program. It's simply, when I say spiritual, I'm simply referring to the fact that there is a spiritual part of the universe and a spiritual part of our nature. And the more we connect with that in whatever manner you choose, the healthier you will be mentally, emotionally, and physically. And all the long-lived populations that I present data on in this program I'm talking about, all have strong spiritual lives. And then the ninth area, which is true in all the longest lived healthiest populations, is the use of natural health care. Now, this is a term that's come about only in recent decades when the modern Western medical system has become the predominant form of health care, especially here in the United States. Anything else has been viewed as alternative and therefore substandard. Those of us who make a living in the alternative healthcare field, we look at it differently. And the longest lived, healthiest populations on Earth have as well. So a moment ago, I referred to my program. Well, what program? I haven't mentioned that yet. Well, here we go. I'm mentioning it right now. I have a 6-course series that I introduced last year, 2022, called the Ancient Immortals Program for Human Potential and Longevity. There's a short video on my website, the same video on YouTube. It's about a 10 or 12, something like that, minute video that gives an overview of the whys, wheres, and how fors. And you can find that video on my website, www.drcagesays.org. That's Dr. Cage Says. I didn't want to have to spell out the word doctor every time somebody typed that in. So it's drcagesays.org, Dr. Cage Says. Now, I want to say a few words about why these are the key ingredients of the prevention and cure of chronic illnesses, and why these are the key ingredients of the optimal longevity formula. So towards that end, I'm going to give you an example or two from each of these areas that I've just talked about, or almost all of them. What we eat should be considered as the raw materials we use to build and repair our body's cells and organs. And very similar to the concept of repairing our automobiles, we have a choice of using the high-end, top-quality replacement parts, which will last a long time, or we use the low-quality replacement parts, which will wear out quickly and usually don't perform as well as the higher-quality parts. So if you want to keep your automobile a long time, you tend to invest in the long-term parts. In human bodies, you only have one, and I encourage you to only put in top quality replacement parts. And where do we get that? That's the food we eat. This is the same in nutrition, the same concept. There are high quality forms of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and low quality forms of proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Now, the low-quality forms, in addition to having a molecular structure that is inferior, also tend to be deficient in the essential nutrients, such as vitamins and minerals. Almost all food grown in American farm soils is deficient in minerals and hence also vitamins, because our soil quality has been depleted for almost 100 years now. The low quality, that's the good stuff. The low quality forms are even more deficient because organic farmers are much more likely than conventional farmers to replace minerals in the soil. Most of our modern epidemic chronic diseases, such as heart disease, cancer, and so on, have multiple nutrient deficiencies. The chronic illnesses all need to be thought of as a nutritional illness first, probably an illness of environmental toxins second. Okay, number two on my list is physical exercise, and it's important for so many reasons. It keeps our muscles, tendons, and ligaments strong and flexible. It accelerates blood flow and oxygen into our organs, carrying nutrients in and clearing waste products out. It pumps fluid through our lymphatic ducts, which are part of our body's waste processing system. Exercise also helps eliminate stress, anxiety, depression better than any pharmaceutical drug when these have been comparison tested. High levels of physical exercise have been documented in the long-lived cultures that I'll be going through. I spend a good portion of course number one, looking at the historical evidence of long-lived healthy populations and individuals. And that's where we start, because I think that'll help you really buy into the concept of what I'm presenting here. That brings us up to number three, the subtle energies, which go by the name of chi or prana or vital force, and a host. There have been more than 90 names of this concept recorded in various indigenous cultures around the world. Pretty much everyone, everywhere in the world, acknowledges the existence and the importance of the subtle energies, except our modern Western cultures. And of these, sadly, the United States is probably the least open-minded in this regard. This is slowly changing and improving as more people are made aware of the effectiveness of such therapies as acupuncture, for instance. The longest live person in the world for which there is a birth certificate and a death certificate was a Chinese herbalist and Qigong instructor named Li Qingyan. And he passed on a system of Qigong exercises that he attributed much of his more than 250-year lifespan to. And I teach these exercises in my longevity course. The next item, item number four, is the regular use of the tonic herbs. As I mentioned earlier, herbs are the oldest form of medicines on earth. They can be very effective at treating illnesses, but what's not as widely understood is this role I alluded to that they can play in disease prevention and promoting longevity. There is a several thousand year history of the use of these longevity herbs in China and other areas throughout Asia. One of my favorites is known as golden root, because Chinese emperors would pay for it equal to its weight in gold. You brought in a pound of golden root, you were paid a pound of gold. Most of the traditional longevity herbs here in modern times have been found to have some amazing supportive evidence in modern science and biology that they really can, in fact, increase lifespan, at least potentially. The details involve a molecular structure that's part of our genes called a telomere. This is a protective structure that prevents DNA from unraveling during cell replication. That every time we repair and grow, our cells divide. That's what I mean by cell replication. And an enzyme known as telomerase can lengthen our telomeres, prevent them from wearing out, and that in turn permits cells to have longer lifespans. Now, this discovery was so profound that the explanation of the telomerase enzyme won a Nobel Prize in medicine. And I can't think of any other coincidence that the modern science of telomeres confirms the traditional use of Chinese herbs at promoting longevity. So there's probably 3 to 4 dozen herbs that have this property. And I talk about the top dozen or so, the best evidence in this longevity program. The next item to talk about is a meaningful occupation. How many of you can relate to the idea of slogging through rush hour traffic to a job you don't really like, to a boss who treats you disrespectfully, with coworkers who are mean and despicable, and then you have to slog home in rush hour traffic to get ready to do the same thing again tomorrow? Many of us have worked in situations like that at some point in our lives. And generally speaking, the longest live peoples in history don't do that. They work in a career field they enjoy, that they love, that they find meaningful and fun, and very often those involve a strong aspect of service to their community. Now, if you're presently in a job you don't like, I suspect you already have a pretty good idea of what you'd rather be doing instead. And I encourage you to start putting together a plan to make a change in your life. I suspect all other aspects of your life and your health will improve when you do. The next item I want to mention is the concept of an active spiritual life. And this is an extremely important item in the history of these long-lived peoples and cultures. None of them were atheists. They all lived their life with the highest possible connection to what they perceived of as God that they could understand. They lived their daily lives in harmony with the spiritual principles of their chosen religion or chosen system of spiritual philosophy. They acknowledged the higher powers of the universe. When I published my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, this was one of the major aspects I knew had to be included. Both individually and collectively, we are living in a time where spirituality and religion are under attack. In fact, I have an earlier podcast where I discussed that at length. I completely understand why some people, many people, in fact, have rebelled against dogmatic, hypocritical religions. That's not what I'm referring to when I talk about spirituality. Please go back and listen to that earlier podcast. I also have a chapter on spiritual health in my Heal Your Life, Heal the World book. What I can say is if you don't have any spiritual practices at present, I encourage you to start exploring this part of your life. Finally, that brings me up to natural healthcare. Natural healthcare movement has grown up over the past 150 years or so in response to a conventional medical system that in many ways is ineffective. People generally don't get better following the advice of the conventional medical system. At best, they seem to level off and maintain some kind of status quo. In fact, they may hear from the conventional medical world that it isn't possible to be cured of whatever illnesses they have. Now, this is a far cry from the late 1800s when a German doctor named Samuel Hahnemann, who founded a system of therapeutics called homeopathy, wrote that, and I quote here, "The physician's highest calling, his only calling, is to restore the sick to health, to cure, as it is termed." And that's the end of the quote there. Whenever people are sick or injured, the usual response is to head to the hospital or urgent care center or their regular doctor's offices. In cases of serious injury, broken bones, concussions, bleeding, other serious injury, this is exactly what you need to do. The conventional medical system excels at urgent care, rapid stabilization of patients, emergency surgeries, and many similar situations. For most everything else, especially the long-term chronic illnesses, the conventional system really isn't very good, and you don't want to seek their help for most of these situations. The longest lived cultures, especially in the last 100 years or so, use the conventional medical system for what it's good at, urgent care, and seek natural health care in some form for everything else. That might be herbalists, acupuncturists, homeopaths, energy workers, nutritionists, massage therapists of all types, chiropractors, naturopaths, Ayurvedic practitioners, the list goes on and on. So this is my recommendation to you. Use natural health care for your first line of treatment and prevention for everything except those urgent care situations I just discussed. Now, there is a link in the description for the page on my website that has a full description of my longevity program. So this will be in the comments, whether you're watching this on YouTube or listening to this on the podcast. In the descriptions or comments, there's going to be a link to the longevity program page. I'd like to discuss one particular aspect of this longevity work. I've been researching this for more than 10 years, and this is a subject of what some in the health professions and nutritional and herbal supplement industry call ultra long lifespans. What they seem to mean by this is that anyone living much more than 100 years or so is an ultra long lifespan. I've even had nutritional supplement companies refuse to work on the herbal or supplement formulas I've developed because they just can't get on board with that ultra long life stuff. Now, before I talk about those supplements and herbal formulas, let me just say that we have many hundreds of people just in the US living between 105 and 115 right now. I've met some. Other countries are doing a much better job of that. On average, Japan has the longest average lifespan in the world at 84.9 years of age, closely followed by Switzerland at 84.1. Now, the United States right now, by the way, has had our lifespan drop down to 76.1 years, down from our all-time peak of 78.9, which we hit in 2014, 9 years ago. So most of that almost 3-year drop in our average lifespan has occurred in just the last 3 years. There is definitely a strong tendency in mainstream science and medicine to discount the possibility of anyone living longer than that 105 to 115 age range. And it doesn't seem to impress them however many birth certificates, death certificates they are documenting people living longer than that, into the 120s or 30s or longer. Another aspect to consider is that the supplements and herbs I'm recommending in my longevity work are all scientifically tested to support one or more of the processes that our bodies have that will slow aging. I'm referring to things to proven to enhance the activity of the telomerase enzyme to protect our telomeres and our genes during replication. Things that have been proven to be potent antioxidants and protect our cells against the ravages of the environmental toxins that damage our cells and even damage our DNA and accelerate aging. There's a great deal of scientific evidence for all the things I'm recommending in this longevity work. And I'm combining this theory of the scientific evidence with the actual historical proof. This is where the rubber hits the road, so to speak. I put together what I believe is the strongest program I've ever seen for anti-aging, which I prefer to call longevity. We have far too many fields, or far too many things in the field of modern medicine that focuses on the antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, and so on. Modern medicine always seems to be working against something. Furthermore, there's a subtle shift in perspective to treat aging as a disease. Well, aging isn't a disease. It's a normal process of life, and it has the potential to look a lot different and a lot better than our modern culture is trying to convince us it should look. Aging doesn't mean that painful, debilitating chronic illnesses should be inevitable. That's what modern medical evidence says. That's what modern medical theories say is, oh, your heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and arthritis are inevitable. So get on your drugs now. But very specifically, the historical evidence clearly shows that people can live well beyond 100 with no chronic diseases, with no cancer, no heart disease, and so on. Very specifically, the telomere research suggests we should all be living in the 120 to 150 year age range in perfect health. This 120 to 150 years, by the way, is without the advanced type of interventions, some of which I'm teaching in the longevity program, things like the advanced Qigong. I mean, what better evidence than the lifestyle, the complete lifestyle used by the guy who lived to be 256? So by choosing to use the word longevity rather than anti-aging, my intent is that our subconscious starts to regularly hear a new word that represents a new potential understanding of what it means to be human. The longevity program introduces a formula for how to maximize your healthy lifespan. No matter what acute or chronic illnesses you may be dealing with, the first steps in healing it will pretty much revolve around the philosophical approach I've outlined in my longevity program, in my core health lectures, and my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World, which contains many of the details to support my approach and my theory here. Even more important in my mind are the thousands of patients I've worked with one-on-one over the last 20 plus years who have used this information to successfully reverse illnesses and proactively take charge of their health. So that's it for this episode. Please subscribe to this podcast so you automatically get all my updates. And for the best explanation of all my material, please read my book, Heal Your Life, Heal the World. Link to that's on the website. Everything I've just discussed is on my website and a whole lot more. www.drcagesays.org, link in the description below. Thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in to my future podcast. This is Dr. Cage. Thank you.